With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. A group of scientists from around the world are in the Arctic for a massive year-long expedition. About 900 people from 19 nations are involved, including two research professors from the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey. KAZU's Michelle Loxton spoke to them before the trip began.
Back in early September, Dr. Tim Stanton was in his lab tinkering with a green motherboard with connectors, sockets, and memory chips.
Behind us here is the workstation that's got digital scopes and signal generators and power supplies and things like that.
He's Emeritus Research Professor of Oceanography at the Naval Postgraduate School, or NPS. Today, Stanton is far from the comforts of his office. For the last few weeks, he's been traveling to the Arctic on a big ship that can break through ice.
We're going to go from wide open, kind of rough seas in the northern Atlantic. And then when we get near the ice edge, you start crunching through thin ice, and then you start actually ice breaking. And it goes from quite silent and tranquil to very noisy.
Stanton has been doing what he calls ice work for 30 years. He's one of hundreds of physicists, ecologists, biologists, and other scientists involved. The project, called Mosaic, is described as the largest Central Arctic expedition ever. The goal is to take a close look at the Arctic to better understand climate change, to answer questions like why ice cover is melting so quickly, and what impact the Arctic really has on our weather and climate.
Mosaic is a manned ice camp that's going to be having a hotel ship attached to an ice floe for a whole year to make a wide range of observations that can't be done autonomously.
The manned ice station will be trapped in the ice for an entire year. Because Arctic ice moves, the station is expected to drift up to 7 kilometers a day. They'll be living on the icebreaker ship, which will drift with the station and ice floe. This type of expedition has never been done before. The logistics are monumental. The central site will be manned by a total of 600 experts over the course of a year that will visit the Arctic location in phases. 5 icebreakers will be used, and the expedition's operating costs are over $200,000 per day. The conditions these scientists will be working under are extreme. There's a risk the central ice camp could completely break up. Temperatures in the winter will drop to negative 49 degrees. And don't forget about the polar bears.
We're going to be working into the dusk for sure, and possibly at night as well. And that's pretty freaky because they do actually hunt you. They actually stalk.
And then there's the Arctic foxes.
Very, very shy, very unusual to see them, but they love chewing wires.
A recent Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report revealed the rate of ocean warming has more than doubled since the early 1990s. The report also showed that global warming has led to widespread shrinking of ice sheets and glaciers. Dr. Wiesław Maslowski has been involved in the project since the beginning and helped create the implementation plan. Maslowski is a research professor of oceanography at NPS. He won't be going on the expedition, but rather waiting for all the data to come in.
By improving the representation of the Arctic in the model, we'll improve the place of the Arctic within the global climate system and can better address this kind of societal relevance issues.
Maslowski believes the data collected on this expedition will be used by the scientific community for the next several decades. Michelle Loxton, KAZU News.